Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss on today's broadcast, we'd like for you to do that. Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you. And, of course, that number is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yesterday I tweeted, Jesus Christ came that you might have life and have it abundantly. And then I asked the question, in what ways has your life become abundant since you were made alive with Christ? And that's the key, that this whole gospel message is about life. Jesus took away the thing that killed us, and that was sin. And he did it so that there would be no obstacles in the way of him giving us his very life. So salvation is being made alive together with Christ. So that's the first thing he does. And then he wants us to experience that life in abundance. So in what ways has your life become abundant? And I appreciate all those folks that commented on this on our Facebook page and on their Twitter account as well. Rita, for example, wrote, I have hope in life, and I'm wanting to see my precious Lord, longing for that rapture to look upon his precious face. Yeah. I love that, the fact that abundant life is marked by hope. We live in a hopeless world, and there's darkness all around, and there's not very many solutions out there to the problems that we are facing until you get to the gospel message. And when you see the gospel message and understand the gospel message and how the whole gospel message hinges on the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead, the fact that Jesus is alive today, when you see that, hope enters the picture. And it's not just a temporary hope. It's not just a wishful thinking type of hope. It is a rock-solid hope. This is exactly what's going to happen in the future. Yeah. And that hope shapes our here and now. So, Rita, thank you for sharing that. Paige wrote that she no longer lives in guilt. She no longer fears death. And what a powerful statement really, that yeah. is. I know so many of us walk around just shouldering a mountain of guilt, a mountain of shame, a mountain of fear. And it weighs us down, and it becomes overwhelming at times that we just want to escape. We don't want to be around people. We just don't want to see the light of day, so to speak. But when the gospel comes and when we realize that Christ's death took away our sins and that his blood cleanses our consciences of that guilt and shame, boy, is it a burden that's lifted. It's a sense of freedom. And so, Paige, thank you for sharing that. David wrote, yes, the freedom is awesome. And that's what the gospel enables us to walk in every day, and that's freedom. Pete said, prayers that I didn't even pray or answer daily. Linda said, it's hard to put into words, but knowing I'm finally loved is a really good feeling.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And boy, isn't that the deepest desire of our hearts, just to be loved? I mean, we express that in human relationships. I just want to be loved by somebody. But that's just pointing to a deeper desire, and that's to be loved by God. Yeah. And this gospel speaks that loud and clear, that you are loved by God himself. A couple of more. David said, the peace that passes understanding, where many people become entangled in trials and tribulations to the point of being identified with them. I have a singular focus on the grace of God and the hope I have in Christ. It sounds arrogant, perhaps, but it's like Peter walking on the water, knowing Christ is my life and that I live from him has and continues to transform me. It is overwhelming when I think about it. Yeah. And then Samuel wrote, after hearing the gospel, I can breathe now. And I appreciate all these wonderful comments. And if you would like to comment on this as well during the broadcast, we would invite your call at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. One of the things that we spoke of yesterday is the fact that we're born again individually. So we're made alive. That gospel message hits our hearts, and we respond in faith. And all of that is God's doing in our life. Well, through that, we're made alive together with Christ. Then we're added to the body. So now we belong to something that's bigger than ourselves. And this life that we now have is freely expressed and shared in community. Love doesn't function too well in a vacuum.
No.
You have to be connected to people to see the love of God, empower these relationships. So that's where abundant life is really lived out, in the context of relationships, friendships, family relationships, marriages, parents and children, and all of those sort of things. And so it's powerful to know that we've been set free to experience those types of relationships and really experience this abundant life.
Well, that's the good news that you hear every day right here on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, who's away today, by the way. My name is Bob Davis. We're glad that you're with us. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. And friends, we have a very special gift packet for you as you make your April gift to support the Basic Gospel message. It contains three excellent resources to truly drive home the fact of the redemption and new life available to everyone in Christ Jesus. It's all part of the Simply Grace gift package. Just request it when you make your gift this month of April. Now, on top of that, we have a fantastic gift, a $25,000 matching gift that we want to talk about. And Bob, give us your thoughts on that matching gift and what the importance to the ministry and to the dissemination of this good news that we hear every day.
Well, we had a special friend of the ministry step up and say, I want to help see this broadcast expanded into new markets. We had an opportunity in Atlanta, and so the gift was targeted specifically for Atlanta, but it really is for the expansion of Basic Gospel into new markets all around this country. We want to tell the story of Christ as often as we can to as many people as we can. Why? Because that's the answer to the problems that men and women are facing in this world today. So this wonderful friend recognizes that and wants to see that gospel message hit as many hearts as it possibly can through the Basic Gospel broadcast. And so he gave a generous gift of $25,000 to be matched to help us expand.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you would like to see this good news of Jesus Christ expand into new markets, please give generously. And for every dollar you give, it's doubled. So you get to double your impact. So if you give a gift of 100, it's like giving a gift of 200,
right,
all the way up to 25,000. So let's meet this challenge. Let's match this $25,000 and to see expansion continue for Basic Gospel.
Well, I say, friends, let's fill this $25,000 matching gift up as quickly as possible, because, Bob, we haven't talked about it a lot on the broadcast, but we have been offered a fantastic opportunity in Chicago, that great area up there. The only thing standing between us and being able to take advantage of these opportunities is the financing.
That's
and
exactly
so
right.
That's the reason that it's important. We need to get this message out. And, friends, we depend on you, because Basic Gospel is listener supported. So go online if you can and click donate at basicgospel.net or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, or at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partnership with us here at Basic Gospel. Well, Bob, a question from our friend Brad. He said, can you speak about the sin that so easily entangles us, since you're speaking about not being able to out-sin God?
And that came to us via Facebook last week. And it's based on the passage of Scripture in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and that's in reference to all of the folks that the writer of Hebrews spoke of in Hebrews 11, said, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So the question is, what is that sin that clings to us or so easily entangles us? And I think it's important to note that it's singular. It's the sin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's referring to the sin of unbelief. That's the sin that entangles us, that keeps us from getting in the race to begin with. And oftentimes when we're in the race, when we've been saved, It's our doubts that can keep us from running ahead and growing in Christ Jesus. Peter put it this way, that you aren't adding these things to your life. You're not growing and seeing the fruit of this life because you've become nearsighted and blind and have forgotten that you have been cleansed of your past sins. So we have to recognize that the blood of Jesus is our confidence to move forward. And if we're not fully believing that Christ took away our sins once and for all and that we stand before him as forgiven people, then we're going to have a hard time moving forward. So we really need to come to grips with the fact that Jesus has done it all, that his blood has taken away every sin, and that his blood has cleansed our consciences so that we can serve the living God. That's what the book of Hebrews, that's what the message has been about from chapter 1 all the way through chapter 11, that Christ came into this world, that he is God's final word to mankind, that he offers this great salvation, and this great salvation rests upon the fact that he took away our sins once and for all. So when we fully believe that, then we're unentangled, and we're ready to run forward this race that God has set out before us. So I think that sin is a sin of not believing that Christ has taken away our sins once and for all.
Brad, appreciate your question. And friends, you can pose your question to us in several ways. A good way is to do it through the phone number, 844-322-2742, and it's available right now. If you call right now, you can hear the broadcast, hear yourself on the broadcast. If you are listening to a delayed broadcast, you'll hear yourself on the broadcast. Again, we want to remind you that you can see what goes on inside the studio each day on Basic Gospel. Just get the video stream of the daily program either on our Facebook or YouTube channels. We would love for you to come inside the studio with us. A question from Diana, who called off hours.
Hey, I've got a question. It concerns my sister. You know, I worry about sometimes because I know that they never really are stuck in church somewhere. They're in and out. And I know some things happen sometimes, and she always says she's not going to forgive. And I don't know how to take that. God said if you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. And I worry about that. I don't know how to reach her. But you see, I love my sister. I love my family. And I want us all together in heaven. So please help me and tell me how I can just pray and tell me how I can maybe talk to her without offending her and making her mad. Thank you.
Well, that's a great question, Diana, and I think the way you approach that is the way the Apostle Paul approached those sort of things. He talked about this ministry of reconciliation that we all have, that we've been given. And the ministry of reconciliation is this, that God was reconciling the world unto himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. So Jesus Christ shed his blood once and for all. He took away the sins of the world. And that gives us the freedom to go to everyone and say, God's not counting that sin against you. And that can open up their hearts and minds to receive Christ Jesus, and be reconciled to God the Father through Christ, to receive that reconciliation that he has provided. Now, that reconciliation becomes the basis for every other relationship that we have. So Paul would say, for example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, also in the book of Colossians chapter 3, that we are to forgive others as God in Christ has, and that's past tense, forgiven us. So we see that something's changed. Anna quoted the Lord's Prayer, if you don't forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. But now after the cross, and that's an important thing to know, after the cross, we're to forgive as God in Christ has forgiven us. So there's something has changed, and what's changed is the fact that a new covenant is now in existence. And it's this new covenant that we live in, a covenant in which our sins have been forgiven and which God chooses to remember our sins no more. So I think that's what you need to communicate, is that Christ has done something with your sin. He's done enough to satisfy God the Father on your behalf, that God is not counting that sin against you, and that the only thing that's in front of you now is whether you're going to receive the life of Christ or not. That's what salvation is all about, receiving Christ. And to all who receive him, God gives the right to become children of God. So one thing that we need to communicate, and we need to be very clear in how we communicate it, is the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He died, his blood was enough, his cross worked, and we don't have to worry about God counting sins against us.
No.
He counted them against us. He put them all on Jesus. Jesus took the punishment for us. All we need to do is receive life, and once we've received life, to trust that living Christ to live his life through us.
Plenty of time on the clock, friends. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us. And friends, remember that something very special comes to you when you make your gift this month to support Basic Gospel and the message you hear every day. It's the Simply Grace gift package. Request yours when you click donate at basicgospel.net or when you phone 844-322-2742. And remember that $25,000 matching gift. Every dollar you give up to that point will be doubled. We encourage you to do that, to go online today if you can, to basicgospel.net. Just click donate or call 844-322-2742. Call from Steve. Let's listen to that call right now.
Hi, my name is Steve, and I had a question for you about Luke 6 and how it says that not one stone will be standing. Jesus gave that message, you know, to his disciple, that not one stone will be standing. And my question has to do with why, if no stones were still standing, do the Jews and the Christians and the other people go to the Wailing Wall? You know, is the Wailing Wall really part of the, you know, temple or not? That was my question. Thanks for being there. Bye.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you for that good question. As far as I understand that... That wall that they go to is down at the bottom part of it. That would have been stones that would have been put in place by Herod as he is rebuilding that Temple Mount area, and then eventually rebuilt or finished up the temple, that second temple. And then as after it was destroyed and the temple was destroyed and no stone upon any other stone, just as the scripture says, you know, different groups came in. The Ottoman Empire came in, Turkey, that we would know of it, and it built up. It built up that Temple Mount area. And so those stones that you see there in the Temple Mount or on that western wall, are a lot of that is from the Ottoman Empire that was built, you know, years after the destruction of the temple in 70 AD.
Yeah.
But the temple itself would have been on a flat area kind of above those stones, where we see the Dome of the Rock now and the other mosque that's up there.
Yeah.
But all of that is much higher than what it would have been. But the temple itself was destroyed, just as Jesus said.
Yeah.
So that was just part of the mount, the walling around it to secure that area for the temple to be built upon.
Yeah. Interesting question, Steve. We appreciate hearing from you. Another interesting question came in overnight. Let's listen to it right now.
Yes, I listened to your program on occasion. I just can't understand why it isn't understood that the faith of Christ is the gift of God. It's not a faith man has or could get. By grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. And throughout Galatians, it talks about the faith of Christ. That's salvation. But it's his gift to men. This thing of gospel going around of choosing and making decisions and accepting and all this stuff is foolishness. It's absolute foolishness. The gospel.
Well, let me jump in right there, and let's talk about this a little bit. You know, it is... the fact we're saved by grace through faith. Paul is very clear on that. God always initiates. We respond,
sure.
And that faith is the response. But but it's not something that we muster up in and of ourselves. It's not a human work. It's all tied to grace, yeah. Grace through faith. Now, as far as the human experience of it, it feels like a choice to us. Mm-hmm. And the Word of God describes it in those terms. Anyone who receives Jesus has the right to become children of God.
Right.
He who hears and believes. All of these things are laid out for us in that kind of language in the New Testament. It says, he who confesses with their mouth that Jesus is Lord and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead will be saved. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So time and time again, we see this choice of God to bring about salvation to us being expressed in human language, in human choice. So there's the God aspect of it, and then there's the human experience of it. And so if you're telling the story from God's perspective, it's all of him. If you're going to tell it from a human perspective, it's, hey, for me, I was at a youth camp and I heard the story of Jesus. I saw in vivid display what Christ did to take away my sins, and I knew right then that I needed Jesus. And so when given the opportunity, I said, Lord, I need you. And man, I just trust you right here, right now. Now, that was my experience. And so I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell that as a part of my story. But I know it was God that saved me. It wasn't me. I just received what God had done. So I think we have to realize that, we can take a strong theological position. But the Word of God really says, hey, this salvation is going to be, a part of your human experience. And it's, we see a lot of these words about choosing and believing and receiving and calling upon the name of the Lord. But all of that is an expression of this faith that the grace of God puts inside of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick question from Julie as we close the program. Julie asked, Judas was the one that betrayed Jesus, but he later regretted it even to the point of committing suicide. Does that not indicate faith in the fact that Jesus was the Son of God, or did Judas die an unsaved man?
I think Judas died an unsaved man. The devil filled his heart. I think that was just a sign of remorse, not a sign of repentance. And if there was true repentance, I don't think the suicide would have come about. I think he felt such guilt, such remorse, that he just wanted to end his life. But if there was a sign of repentance, he would have recognized something in Jesus that would have transcended what he did in betraying him.
Yes.
But he didn't recognize that. And so I don't think he died a saved person. I think he was the son of perdition, just as the Bible calls him.
Yeah.
He had every opportunity to repent, but he didn't. And so I think the Word of God is pretty clear on that.
Absolutely. I agree, Bob. Well, friends, we love hearing from you. And again, there are many ways to get a question to us. You can do it through our Facebook page. You can do it through our Basic Gospel app. If you haven't downloaded it, hope you'll do that. You can call 844-322-2742 or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. We would love to hear from you. And our Simply Grace gift package is yours when you make your April gift to Basic Gospel. It includes Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and two CD messages, Dry the Stake and Eternal Life, resources that can deepen your understanding of the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Simply Gospel, a Simply Grace gift package. Request yours when you click donate at basicgospel.net or when you donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Please remember also that wonderful $25,000 matching gift that a wonderful supporter of this ministry has donated. So we want to fill that up as quickly as possible. So again, 844-322-2742 or donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob and Richard and the team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.